Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
What's up, everyone? This is the pre-Thanksgiving week of DFS. And we got some choices to make on this show. Are you going to play the chalk and get there like everyone has done every week, it seems like, for the entirety of this season? If a certain tight end is out, how likely are you going to be to just jam in a 3,600 tight end? These are the questions we have to ask. We're also going to talk to Pete about his upcoming father duties that he's got. We're going to talk to Tuttle about where he's at right now and how cold it is. And then I'm sure Davis will have some hot takes as well. It's the Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com.
Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
Pigeon's been waiting to say those words.
No.
For 5 years.
What's up, everyone, and welcome here to the Swolecast. It's going to be an interesting week. Guys, how's it going? Tuttle, let's start with you. Start with you because your mic's muted and you've been through some things already today. What's going on?
You know, I'm just a happy guy to be working on NBA ownership. Love it. You know, it's just a nice Wednesday. Wednesday slates are a little bit bigger. Just so happens that Bam Adebayo broke about 30 minutes later. Marcus Smart broke about 30 minutes later. Zion Williamson broke. And we've got the rest of the day to go still. So, you know, I'm just happy to be doing it.
Is it not more GTO to just wait until like 2 hours before lock to do this?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, but then you get...
Are you aware of how content works, Davis?
Yeah, are you aware? This guy has never worked customer support before. The guy that wants
information
20 hours before the slate starts.
But I just assumed that the only people left who are duping each other in the NBA DFS streets, like, understand? Like, are there still people who are explicitly casuals playing NBA DFS?
100%.
Yeah, not much. Though.
Like I don't think phone shitter guy is like sweating, you know, Malcolm Brogdon, you know, Wowie splits or whatever.
Yeah. Oh guess. Man, that's back in the day, right there, Wowie.
Wowie, yeah, NBA Wowie. Wowie.
Smith bought it, right?
What's that?
Didn't Smith buy Wowie?
Yeah, but then I think he sold it.
Oh, okay.
He's willing and dealing. Tuttle, how excited are you for the Titans and the Packers on Thursday night?
Yeah, in an alternate universe, we would be going to this game together, Dave. It would have been fun.
I actually had tickets available.
Oh, my gosh.
And
from corporate?
Well, Cal and the fine folks at DraftKings. But flights are ridiculous coming back. It was like $1,000 just for a return flight. And then I would have to miss a birthday party for my little girl. So
in an alternate universe, all four of us go to that game. We have a film crew. The Swolecast goes to Lambeau.
The God, DFS so house. Fun.
Okay,
yeah. It's a bucket list item. Like I tried. I tried for like half it, seeing if I went to Milwaukee and to Chicago. Like I don't think
just
I ever
drive, bro.
Yeah, it's like 11 hours. I looked that up as well.
That's not bad.
Oh,
what's so I'm gonna have a little issue with DK here. Were the tickets offered to you or were they offered to Cal?
Zero chance were they offered to Dave.
Oh, what, Davis?
He's a
were
former
you ever
DK
a
okay?
Former
wait.
Pro?
Pause. Laden thinks.
What is your status?
Laden thinks. What do we think Tuttle thinks Dave's dynasty status is on DraftKings.com?
Diamond.
That's not how the game works. By the way, I'm taking the under on Diamond. Dave is a pure gold DK, bro.
100% gold. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my initial thought.
If they're giving gold Dave Green Bay Packers Thursday Night Football. Oh,
I'm grandfathered into the VIP program. I mean, I'm almost.
Yeah, how much bullshit is this? I'm an Onyx member over here. I haven't gotten ticket offers yet.
An Onyx member?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Kitchen plays one second half flash draft a week and they just throw him free sweet.
So here's the thing.
Of course, it's not for me, though.
I knew Kitchen Sneaky. Why I thought higher was because I know Kitchen Sneaky habits from the past on where he would just like randomly
register 3 minutes before the
afternoon slate before it starts. He would just collect an itch.
He doesn't even have
this
the time.
But
anymore,
he's got sports
bro.
Betting
too
now, too.
Yeah.
Well, and that, like that's like half a crown. So you still get crowns, but it's like half a crown as opposed to like 1 or 2x with the DFS. But this is what fatherhood does to you. You prioritize things in life. You know, that's why I'm a gold member and other people with multiple kids are Onyx members, I guess. All right, Pete, how are you doing today?
I was a little pissed off to start the show because you got mad at me for being 1 minute early and then Tuttle was 2 minutes late. So do you want to apologize to me?
I was mad at you both.
Why am I not allowed to be 1 minute early, Kitchen? I never have any internet issues. I show up, I do my job, I put my head down.
We've got levels, we've got pre-show to talk about. You ever heard of pre-show?
Yeah.
We're in StreamYard.
A lot of pre-show context. Yeah,
talk about just how things are going, kind of. That's where we say, save it for the show if anything comes up. Like, those 5 minutes do provide kind of the framework of the show. Like, we were talking for just 1 minute while we waited on Tuttle, and we're talking about you changing diapers here soon, and like I've got questions for you. Like have you been to birthing class?
We have, yeah. I've been doing those with Lauren these past few weekends.
And so you've been have you worn like the bodysuit?
No, these have been like online birthing
classes. Oh, buddy,
I don't know if you heard, but there was a global pandemic and a lot of stuff that people used to do in person is now happening over the internet.
Buddy, we all know that online learning is like a big farce, right? So this is just like,
except if you're watching the Swolecast where we deliver the best plays every single Wednesday.
especially Swolecast listeners understand. Like, do you know what meconium is?
I do, Dave. I'm not an idiot.
Lawton thinks. Does Davis know? What do we think Davis knows about meconium?
So, Tuttle, this is what you actually do when someone says one.
I was eager to give my – I jumped the gun. I understand. I didn't completely listen to your scenario. I didn't – you know, I was just too eager to guess on
Kitchen. It seems like – Kitchen, just in general, it seems like you're more excited for me to deal with all the, like, dark side of having kids and the sleep and the poop and stuff. And you're not excited for me to experience the joys of being a girl dad.
Both. I want you to experience both.
Have because you
you will understand, like, you will have a little bit of sympathy for everyone that has been, like, in the fantasy streets while having a newborn. It is a new thing, and you will hopefully have a little bit better sympathy.
Omar's comments.
All right.
Hey,
that's not nice.
How far along is your wife?
She's like as far along as this baby's going to come out in like 10 days.
Oh, so have you had to take any for the team yet?
I wish I knew what that meant.
This is where online learning fails you.
There's there's this theory where you
it's not a theory.
You it's, have the stacks to kind of induce the labor. Has that happened yet? Yeah.
Sex? What's that, Tuttle?
Peter's been busy trying to figure out if SBF has been extradited from the Bahamas yet or not. He doesn't have time, bro.
I honestly kicked off a little tax loss harvesting with my NFTs this morning. Was starting to list some, so I have been pretty busy. Got to hunt off some of these NFTs before this baby comes.
I don't know how NBA Top Shot failed.
The NFT streets.
No idea how that one didn't work out.
The NFT streets.
I sold two of the absolute generational tops. Got out of Top Shot I got out of Top Shot as a five-figure winner and sold ETH at $3,300 to buy a house.
This guy sold a Tyler Hero moment for freaking $30,000. Think about that.
And wrote it was the worst moment of his life.
I'm having a better existence than Sam Bankman Fraud for sure. Are we getting the Overzets overview?
Yeah, we're going to go into the DFS streets now. So everyone get prepared because we've got
a lot of knowledge to drop.
Overzets overview coming at you.
All right, you said it as if like we had like a little intro music thing there to play. That would be a great idea.
Imagine if we had a stinger for the overview.
Yeah. I mean, imagine. All right, let's do this. In week 10, the Swolecast lineup bombed in the Hulu Plus live football extravaganza free roll, but who really cares? It's like the eighth most relevant streaming service right now. Producer Sosa's GIF hot streak came to an end after Waddle put up a lame duck 4-for-66 line. He now surely understands how tough it is to be a tout in this space. The Titans beat the Broncos 17-10 and Kitchen couldn't even victory lap it because both teams look so bad. I got dusted in GPPs for the 19th straight week. Someone in my Discord said they lost every single one of their head-to-heads except against Davis Maddock. It was the one victory they got. Davis and Tuttle's wife got in the
my
top shot queue.
Even that bad.
Davis and Tuttle's wife got in the top shot queue for Taylor Swift ticks and tilted their faces off, but we're on to week 11, where we have a DK free roll sponsored by Absolute. Please drink responsibly. And we have 11 games on the main slate, though most have brutal totals, except for this Bears-Falcons game where Cole Kmet is destined to quadruple Kyle Pitts up in points. We actually have a ton of elite options this week at QB with Hurts, Lamar, Allen, Fields, and Kenny Pickett. Too soon, guys. Danny Dimes is going to be the punt play du jour versus the Lions. And feel free to fast forward 10 minutes from now where Soccer Dave will tout a $5,200 Matt Ryan against the Eagles. At running back, the Slappies are lining up to play Damian Pierce again, despite not realizing he's now been cucked by Eno Benjamin, who nearly cucked CEH instead. Najee Harris's price didn't change on DraftKings despite having his best rushing day of the year, 99 yards. At least DraftKings got that Trolls PFP rarity chart published. At wide receiver, Jim Irsay's the Blitz is jamming in both Paris Campbell and Michael Pittman into optimals. And the cash cabal is rock hard to play Amon-Ra St. Brown for the 19th straight week in a row. And fake alpha CeeDee Lamb is going to rug pull the box score chasers harder than a polyamorous vegan in a Bahamas penthouse. There truly is no reason to discuss tight end. Just play Jack Stoll for the minimum. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you. That was great. If CeeDee Lamb is SBF, then is Caroline Dak this week?
Ooh. How could you pick any of his partners? How could you ever know? Peter is just mad that I gifted him the PM only slate nuts, but he capitulated on CeeDee Lamb and cost himself generational wealth.
Well, okay, guys, we just got news. Luke is out, so we get to do that again if you guys want to.
So let me ask you this, because the lineups did at the beginning of the season, the lineups were crushing that we, I feel like they were more chalky lineups than we've ever done in the past. Like there weren't, and we even talked about this. We weren't going too terrible with the plays. Do you think we should go back to the chalky lineups this week?
I literally can't have this conversation for the 11th week in a row. Like I
because you don't want to lose for the 11th week in the row.
I'm having a pretty decent year, but
not in general. As the guy who played you head to head this week,
I think we can cover this entire conversation very simply. The field is better than ever. There are fewer recreational players. Projections are better than ever. The best plays that perhaps 3 or 4 years ago would have been 20 to 30% owned are getting completely jammed. A lot of the teams that have won this year have had really high some ownership, but higher cumulative ownership, lower product ownership. The best teams this year have featured guys who are really owned, Amon-Ra St. Brown, multiple, 40, 50% owned running backs, but they've all had one thing in common, which is you're likely having to play at least one, if not two plays, sub 5 to 6%, Christian Watson, Garrett Wilson, yada, yada, so on and so forth. It doesn't need to be a big referendum every single week.
Well, whenever we fade Justin Fields last week and then he puts up like a 40 burger, right? Like sometimes
that is going to happen. Sometimes you're going to not play the guy who scores the most points.
Yeah.
Justin Fields just had the most rushing yards in a back-to-back game of any quarterback in the entire history of professional football in North America. So I'm not that certain that he's going to score 40 every week personally.
Oh, okay. Breaking news. Pete, thoughts on this? Do you think Justin Fields will go back to back to back?
I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, the only concern for Justin Fields is this your gift call of the week going out on
wow.
a ledge?
Wow. Back to the gift. The
I
gift
like this playing it safe. I like this play. I like this Sosa.
No,
play.
He's
play
saying in the safe. Chat that this isn't his official. I think he's just sprinkling it in. All right. I mean, the only risk, right, is that these two teams who both want to run the ball a ton just have success on the ground and this game never shoots out and the clock, ticks away and Justin Fields doesn't rip off a 70-yard TD run and he gets to 24 points instead of 45. Like, that's how this fails. But his floor is like 24 points.
Atlanta did throw the ball more last week while they were trailing. The question is, will they be trailing Chicago enough to throw the ball to the guys?
Do you see how bad Mariota looks?
They're so bad.
Soccer Dave's Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, they're 3-point home favorites, Dave.
Dave, it seems like you're leading the witness here. Is your point that everyone should just click Fields and log out because the chalk always hits now and we shouldn't consider anything else?
Yeah, like I think it's like Fields, Hurts, and
Josh Allen. $4,100 generational buy. The number keeps going up. Why would the number stop going up?
Did we talked about this last week too? And you're like, do we really need to play a $6,500 Justin Fields?
Buddy, if you like $6,500 Justin Fields, you're going to love $7,600 Justin Fields.
I guess my point is and I've said this the whole season, I've stopped playing the older type of quarterbacks. And I'm going with the youthful, athletic quarterbacks.
How brave of you not to play old, dusty quarterbacks, Dave.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a time where Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Lots of people who every time Brady is on a main slate, you'll tune into these DFS shows and people will be like, you know, one of these weeks, the Brady double stack is going to hit. And they're riding an 0 for 10 right now.
So, I mean, there is a real conversation here, right? And that is, this is probably the most loaded main slate we've had at quarterback as far as elite options in however many weeks. We got Allen, Lamar, Hurts, and then also you have Daniel Jones against one of the worst secondaries in football at 5,700 too. So there actually is decision points relative to Justin
and Dak and Kirk, and like a total, like that game is huge for seeding stuff and the NFC. Like Dallas is like kind of screwed if they don't win that game. I mean, I personally will not have Fields on any of my GPP teams, I don't think.
Can we not overlook the fact that Pete just goes, we have Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Daniel Jones?
Well, Jones is the best. If you sort by points per dollar, Daniel Jones is the guy who's getting in. Because he plays against Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, you can just tilt Barkley running the ball 35 times again is what's going to happen if you play Daniel Jones.
I mean, I will probably play Daniel Jones if he ends up being like the blended optimal quarterback in cash. But I mean, the big we're talking about quarterbacks, but the big issue this week is
there is
yet again no value. You know, it's like Paris Campbell is 4,300. You know, I guess you can play him. There's not really a cheap running back. You know, no, like they didn't even leave Ben Skoronek at 3,000. I think he's 4,300. Van Jefferson is almost 5,000. I mean, where, like, double tight end lineups again, I guess.
Blitz optimal right now is one of the grossest things I've ever seen. Marcus Mariota, Damian Pierce, three Colts, Jonathan Taylor, Paris Campbell, Michael Pittman, Terry McLaurin, Tyler Higbee, Josh Jacobs, Steelers defense.
I mean, that is so bad.
It's disgusting.
What's going to happen is Mark Andrews is going to be out and Isaiah Likely is going to be 90% owned. And allow us to do more.
Davis, if Andrews is out and you need a punt play, would you play Likely as a free square play?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. I've got another question. Davis, are you hand-billed only these days?
So what I do is I do the same thing Pete does, is I run optimizers and then look at the sim percentages and then build from that. So I guess I am a hand build bro.
Because back in the day, you used to talk about min max rules to set, and
it's too hard. You can just lose too much money 20 and 150 maxing. Like you can go on a 10K downswing in like a month, like pretty much no problem.
Buddy, you can do that hand building too.
I prefer the strategy of that. I get to scratch that itch enough doing showdown anyway, because I still 150 max showdown.
All right.
Can I just respond to this comment real quick?
What?
Leave it to the guy with the crypto goons, Abby, to not understand context. that's all I wanted to say.
Speaking of tax harvesting,
let's move on and set a DraftKings lineup.
Man, who even wants to make these picks? This is DraftKings. You got to do something to the salary algorithm. You gotta make tight end floor like 1,500 or something. It's unbearable.
Don't we just complain if the pricing's too soft?
I was about to say whenever someone gets left,
I love that.
At a price, we always say, you know, I can't believe you wouldn't even bother to update your pricing. And now it's like pricing's too sharp. People will remember, the OGs remember the Draft Street days. That was like
Steph Curry.
But that was like a one-off, right? But Draft Street, their prices were like really tight. And it made it more fun. but it allows you to kind of get crazy with it, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. All right. Peter, you go first.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that.
I don't even know how you start with the lineup.
Well, Daniel Jones, obviously.
Every lineup tells a story.
What if we just do that? Because I understand Tuttle's point, but what if we just put in both Daniel Jones and Barkley to start, get all those touchdowns?
I don't like that at all.
Gross. Did you just suggest a quarterback running back combo to
Wait,
start?
Hold up. Are we running this in like the 10-person Thunderdome? Or are we running this in a free roll?
We're running it in the absolute free 5K. Have you guys never watched Saquon Barkley? Do you think he's Nick Chubb and doesn't catch balls or what?
It's like,
would you guys have hated to have Matt Ryan and Jonathan Taylor paired together last week too? You guys are acting like these guys are inversely correlated.
I don't think anything about that, but it's like playing one of the most owned quarterbacks and the most owned running back. I'm worried about that.
There's no way he's going to
Jones is not going to be one of the most owned quarterbacks.
I reject both of those premises, David.
You play Jones, you play him naked.
I see Jones 18% peon and Barkley 21% peon.
We just talked about how the slate's loaded for quarterbacks. And then
I mean, whatever. What do I really care?
That's fine. I'm just trying to actually ship winners to our audience, but if you guys want to do something else,
means
in your personal lineups.
The pairing is a little brutal.
Yeah.
The Jones take is what it is.
Well, I just think
but
I
you
think
want a ceiling game out of there, you gotta get to the rushing touchdowns.
Well, I just think it's more let's like we have to play two lines in this lineup. I don't think you can get away.
People would have said the same thing about Justin Fields 2 weeks ago, and then you have Cole Kmet and Darnell Mooney in the optimal with him too. Like you can have these rushing quarterbacks bring along the entire offense for the ride.
Yeah. It just feels like Cole Kmet is a little different when you have a cheaper pass catching.
Yeah,
skill.
Cole Kmet built different.
The fact that I'm getting pushback on this tells me this is actually a really good GPP play.
Oh, that means I make really good GPP plays every week on this show.
Yeah, here comes too bad Chig Okonkwo isn't on the main.
All right. Okay, so we've got Pete with his first dad pick of Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
First dad pick? I'm not a dad yet, Kitchen.
Well,
relax.
These picks suggest otherwise. All right, let's go with Tuttle second.
Let's go with a guy that was in Pete's Overzet overview. We're just going to lock in the min price tight end here.
Mm.
It's going to be Jack Stoll. Jack Stoll, we'll have to keep an eye on Tyrese.
This is not the right guy to play. Calcaterra is the guy.
No, it's Stoll. No. Calcaterra can sit.
Barstool has the Stoolies and the Swolecast has the Stolies. This is the Stoley Nation over here.
Tyree Jackson's the guy I want to play. I was activated off pup, but he's probably not going to.
If they were in showdown or whatever, he would be a smash. Jack Stoll is just a right tackle, is my concern.
No, he runs more routes than Calcaterra.
Both Calcaterra and Jack Stoll were in the canoe celebration with Dallas Goedert. Do with that what you will.
I wanted to make Calcaterra the thing because he obviously is the better profile in terms of athleticism.
I like 70 passes at SMU.
Right, yeah, exactly. He has the better profile, but that's just not how they've really used him.
Sounds like a great episode.
Next week.
Pete will send out an alert if Tyree Jackson's active.
Actually,
Tyree Jackson is going to be active.
Davis.
No, they activated him off pup.
Davis, you're on blast, by way, because of the global.
I didn't do the global swap.
I tagged you to do it, and you said, I'm not doing it until Sunday, and then you never did it.
You know, sometimes it just gets away from you on a Sunday.
Well, luckily I told the people to put MBS in.
Easy game. All right, I'll just bite the bullet. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Cabal pick.
I wonder if him getting a price hike and there being literally no value plays on the slate, I wonder if you can get him at like a more manageable 18% instead of a Cabal-ass 35% this week.
I am going to go with Paris Campbell. I don't feel good about it, but we got to open up some salary for some higher price guys. So
Paris Campbell is Matt over, Ryan. But no one told Dave.
Okay. Peter.
Should we just play some really good plays?
Yes, we have salary now.
Well, we already have that unique, you know, Daniel Jones, Saquon Jack Stoll combo.
Let's try to jam.
This doesn't ship.
Let's try to jam J Jeff.
I'm doing all the right things. I'm playing Jack Stoll. Why have I not won yet?
On this week's Monday show.
It's actually
Tuttle's turn.
Well, I was just gonna say, let's put the Steelers in at defense.
Okay. Steelers. All right. Davis chooses the Steelers as his pick. Tuttle.
They're just the cheapest playable one.
Yeah, I see what he's doing here. I don't know what's the average.
Still with Paris Campbell and Stoll and Daniel
Imagine
Jones.
That Paris Campbell and Jack Stoll correlation. If you don't have that in
I'm looking at this lineup and I'm like, who needs diversification? Like, how does this you know?
You know what the squarest pick of the week is gonna be? I'm calling it now. Let me see. I don't think he's popping in anything early. You got a lot of thanks, Davis. Here we go. I'll give you guys a hint. Who do I think is the squarest pick of the week at running back?
That's close to what Lauden thinks is.
It's getting closer. It's getting closer.
That's what Lauden thinks is.
Tuttle, you think
This is Lauden thing. Screw you guys.
Right. You could just say, hey, who do you think?
I just didn't word it properly.
Tuttle, you think the squarest play of the week is Mack Hollins?
No, this is running
back.
No,
running back.
Oh, running
you
back.
You think the squarish play of the week is Dameon Pierce?
No, Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, there we go. See, Tuttle.
He's going to get so much steam after the 26 carries or whatever.
I'm literally, like, I am so out on that dude. I mean, you know, God love him, but man, he just.
is that your pick, Tuttle?
I'm considering it. I kind of want to go with a square.
The square is coming from inside the house.
Yeah, we need to save money.
I got Gus Edwards as a better square pick than him. Not that I would play either one of them.
Yeah, I'm going with Brian Edwards with this, or Brian Robinson is the square pick here.
Oh man, he is going.
I was thinking we'd get back to chalky lineups to Catman Cash. Or...
No, I think Brian Robinson's going to end up being pretty chalky.
I think you will too. He's not popping on anything early, but this is like the classic best running back matchup coming off 25 or 26 carries, whatever it was. He's going to get steamed for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Tuttle is 100% correct.
Who has the last pick?
I'm going to let Davis have
the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are on the road. This little guy named Donovan Peoples-Jones. You ever heard of him?
You're into Amari Cooper road splits now, Davis. Aren't you worried?
Dude. No, Nate and I, you know, we're both like life optimization maxis, and we think that he just has a horrible sleep routine on the road. He needs to get his magnesium and his blue blockers and everything. Like, he just can't get eight quiet hours.
I've heard
on the
this
road.
Take. Has anyone actually looked at his year-long or career-long road splits? Is this an actual thing?
Here,
when
I'll
he was on the Cowboys?
It. I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up right now. How many? Oh, I forgot about the snow.
Dude, the snow was like hitting all early week. Everyone's pretending like Buffalo doesn't have things to plow snow off on Sunday morning. Relax.
Yeah, relax.
Yeah, this isn't the Titans if they get like an inch of snow and everything goes crazy.
Well, I know that the cabal, all the gambling cabals, they've been hitting all the field goal props for this game, so they're now bag protecting with the snow. It's like they all piled in on these field goal props, so they can't have the thesis be ruined.
They're all headed to Costco to buy apocalypse supplies. Might not have water.
Okay, right. We're looking at Amari Cooper home road splits. I got the tool pulled up right now. Do we want to go entire career home road?
That would be the thesis, right?
I mean, this is actually, honestly, I think I'm legit convinced. At home, 58 games, 16.4 PPR points, 59 games away, 11.6 PPR points. I'm convinced this guy just can't sleep on the road. I'm sold because that's Raiders, Cowboys, and it's continuing with the Browns. He's had Carr, Dak, I mean, then all the Cowboys backup quarterbacks and Brisket. I think there's some noise or some signal there.
All right. So let's move on to running back.
This lineup's terrible. I love it.
It might be one of the grossest lineups we've made.
Normally we say don't.
It's like the meconium of DF. This is the meconium of
play this in contests. Specifically nice ones we're in.
Yeah. This goes back to our cash game lineup. This is the cash game lineup. All right. Let's talk about running backs. We just mentioned Brian Robinson. You got Damian Pierce. You've got Kamara what happened with that Kamara game last week? Oh, whoa.
Is this it? Is this the official pick? Sosa, give us confirmation in the chat. We need to know if this is the official gift plan. All right, here it is.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
So we had the waddle, and now we have whatever you call this dance. The I punched a guy in an elevator dance. I don't know.
That's the Tuttle, what's that dance? Floss. Yeah, it's a floss.
It's like a, I don't know if knowing that sped up. It looks bad, but it looks worse than
that. You just said that you didn't know it either.
And I'm a dad. This is what I'm telling you. You not knowing what the floss is.
So I actually am familiar with what the floss is, and it's more accentuated. I think it was
right. Exactly. That wasn't a very good floss.
Yeah.
My daughter asked.
Let's see it. Let's see the floss.
Yes. Kitchen full screen. Kitchen floss.
It's like Pee Wee Herman almost.
What are your hands doing down there?
It's a floss.
Yeah, it's. I don't think the movements are exactly accurate.
It's not. All right, let's get on to what happened with Kamara last week.
Saints ran 50 plays. I think they went 3 for 14 on third down. They had no scoring opportunities.
Has there been any talk of a QB change yet?
They said they're still sticking with Dalton.
Nick Underhill said today they're rolling with the Dalton.
I mean, we Did want that, though, right?
Silva.
8 rushes, 4 targets. So yeah, this is the bounce back guy. I see it, Sosa. Okay, what about Joe Mixon in that same kind of tier? Davis, we'll start with you.
I mean, I just don't particularly want to be playing any Bengals without Chase. They just looked look bad without him. I guess there are like a couple interesting elements. The first being the obvious spot for Kamara, where it's like, what the Rams have nothing to play for. Cooper Kupp's out for the year. Like, but the run defense is really good. So that's kind of interesting. Then, I mean, obviously it's like, does Zeke get held out another week? You know, what do we end up doing there? And, Jamal Williams, $6,000 against the Giants. I mean, DeAndre Swift has played like 19 snaps the last 2 weeks. And then the aforementioned, if Brian Robinson ends up getting like mega steamed, I'm going to play a good chunk of Antonio Gibson, I think.
All right. I just want to just bring one point up. You said you don't want to play any Bengals without Chase. They can't do anything. Like, you realize Joe Mixon's 4 touchdown game happened before the bye in a game without Chase.
Yeah, they weren't playing an NFL team in that game. Can you count results against the Atlanta Falcons? DJ Moore had like 90 PPR points against the Falcons.
Well, it was against the
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Panthers, right? That he scored those four touchdowns? All right. Okay. Running backs, Peter.
Yeah, this running back slate sucks. I do like Jonathan Taylor. I don't know if people are going to have still name shock with the Eagles and thinking of them as this incredible rush defense. But if you watch what Brian Robinson did to them on Monday night, you know, you don't have too much to be worried about. And on top of it, if everyone is jamming Pittman and Paris Campbell and Taylor's ownership stays in check, I think that ends up looking pretty nice. Ramondre, coming off the bye here, 6,700. I feel like he's always a good play. And I'm curious, like, do you guys think Montgomery is going to end up as chalk without Khalil Herbert? Or do you think Ebner just slides in and gets the same work that Herbert was getting?
I don't know if he's chalk, but he's probably going to get...
I think Ebner comes in and plays not quite as much as Herbert.
But that's what that's why you would play Dave Montgomery, is because they were going with that quote unquote hot hand approach, and they're probably less likely to go with that approach. And to your point, Peter, he is 6,100.
Yeah, as far as like the, yeah, we mentioned Brian Robinson and then sub 7K, like it's Pollard, Montgomery. I guess Jamal Williams would be the other kind of cheapish play that people will use, but yeah, there's
Najee Harris, 5,500, generational wealth opportunity, a first round draft pick going at 5,500, bro. Just live it.
Do you want to know what's crazy about the Najee stuff? I bet you if he had one more yard last week and got to 100 and got the 100 yard bonus, I bet his ownership would be like 5 to 6 percentage points higher this week.
Well, not even that. He got vultured twice. Pickens on the end around, and then
that Pickens play was. If Zeke is out, how high does Pollard go?
I don't know. I don't think you can play him because he can only play 30 snaps. So
that was so goddamn funny.
It just shows a different perspective, because when I saw the initial quote, it was just like, this guy's just pandering. So they're not throwing, I thought the quote essentially was trying not to throw Zeke under the bus.
But then Pollard himself said he was gassed.
And then, yeah, but people were seriously considering that last week.
Our friend Andrew Wiggins was getting scared of, and I mean, I actually think
I got Wiggins back here. He was in favor of increasing his projection.
I'm just giving him shit. Yeah. But I actually think that in a way, the people like me who played 100% of Pollard actually ran super good. I mean, one, because he got the bonus in overtime, but also they were kicking Green Bay's ass up and down. And then Christian Watson appears out of nowhere and turns into, you know, what was the old guy who only caught touchdowns for the Packers? James Jones. James Jones had one season with like 48 receptions and 16 touchdowns. That's what Christian Watson did in that game. Because I do think they have shown, like, if it gets to 10 points, Malik Davis, we're fine throwing that guy in there.
Okay. Any other running back takes before we move on to wide receiver?
Dalvin's usage has been really, really good. Obviously expensive, which is tough on this slate, but usage has been awesome. And that game, I think in that Minnesota-Dallas game is going to be stacked every which way, and mostly with pass catchers.
Except everyone's expensive in that game.
I was going to say it's hard to stack that one.
Yeah, Thielen. I mean, nobody likes to play Thielen, but Thielen's still cheap.
Hawkinson looks good.
Hawkinson's probably cheap, yeah, at a bad position.
He's 5,300. I'm not paying 5,300 for
a people are going to jam Justin Jefferson. For sure. And then we'll have to see what opens up on Dallas' side.
Okay. Let's move on to wide receiver. Pete, you mentioned Justin Jefferson. How hard will you work to get him in a lineup?
I'm going to work hard, Dave, but sometimes trying ain't enough, you know? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you just run into, you know, speed bumps that you can't, you know, surpass. But yeah, he looks awesome. I wonder if he, though, if the value opens up. I know Tuttle mentioned the stuff with Mark Andrews, and I just saw that he missed practice. Like, if we get this value and people are jamming punt tight end, Paris Campbell, like, does he become the 35-40% owned elite wide receiver that everyone's playing? And at which case, then I don't know how excited I am about that.
No way does a 9K wide receiver ever get that owned unless there are, like, multiple 3K guys out there to play. I wouldn't be concerned about that. I would say St. Brown or Lamb or whoever, like whoever ends up being that, you know, the Jalen Waddle or whatever, the guy who projects like a 9K wide receiver at 7K, that guy could get mega jammed.
But the thing is up at that high end, like people are worried about the snow with Diggs. People aren't going to pay 8,700 for Devontae Adams, I don't think. AJ Brown, people aren't paying 8K from. Like, if you get value, like, Justin Jefferson's the guy you're getting up to.
Or is it Saquon? Is Saquon the guy that people play?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the top end for wide receiver is so gross that who is going to make you feel comfy up there?
Yeah, I mean, I can see it. I would be very surprised if he got to 30, but I could see 20, 25 or whatever for sure.
All right. Other wide receivers, other top end wide receivers, Tuttle.
Not top end, but we got to pay attention to Jerry Jeudy.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going to do the Peter Imagine thing. And that's why I didn't want to go there just yet.
Judy's like still has a chance, right? Is last I saw. I know we have him doubtful in lineup HQ, but I think we saw.
Well, Hamler seems positive on him. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Hamler's definitely going to be out. Just Hackett told people a few minutes ago. And Lawton thinks,
who do we think Dave thinks is the team that has scored the fewest amount of points in the NFL this season?
I think he knows it.
I think there's 0% chance.
I'm the one that retweeted, if the Broncos had 18 points per game, they would be, I think, only have one loss. Like, it's
so
crazy.
why are we wetting ourselves to play?
Okay, well, we just talked, Davis, I'm going to just explain this to you, virtual learning style. We just talked about how you have to have some cheapies to get all of the guys you want to play because the way that pricing has worked. Kendall Hinton played 97% of the team's snaps last week. Oh. He's 3,700, and you got to have somebody.
Oh, I can't wait. He's in my cash shell right now. Kendall Hinton is.
Yeah, he's in early RG optimals, which is why Kitchen's mentioning him.
I thought Dave was going to go the other way, and I thought he was going to tout a $6,000 Corlin Sutton.
No, that's going to be the popular tout, though. I don't know. I mean, the offense is terrible. I don't hate it.
Who is the other Raiders?
This Raiders defense is so bad.
Yeah.
Jalen Virgil, Dave?
Oh, yes.
Who's don't they even have a faster guy? Tyrell Washington or whatever
you just mixed up
Montrell
Washington and Tyree Cleveland. Classic.
Yes, I did 100%.
They just cut Tyree Cleveland, and he got claimed by someone. I don't know.
Washington's
why.
Fast as fuck.
He scored that rushing touchdown in the preseason. Yeah.
All right. I mean,
I'm all on board. I'm all on board with the Kendall Hinton play.
I got the. Here's the bounce back spot. This is the terrible take of the week. This is my anecdotal favorite. I've put no research into this. Don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show. Take,
yes, 100%. It's the play the wide receiver two for whoever plays against Dallas and doesn't have to go against Sertan. So this is the Mac Hollins bounce back spot.
The Mac Hollins, aren't you worried, bro? Play of the week.
Yeah. Also the terrible take.
The continuation of this Mac Hollins season after he dropped 858 and one in week three when I didn't play him in cash. Yes. I mean, just been tilted because obviously I tweet about how shitty Mac Hollins has been for his entire career. Scores 33 DraftKings points and has been literally the most useless guy playing 90% of the snaps in the NFL since that game. It is
he is who we thought he was when we faded him that week, Davis. He's terrible.
It's so maddening. And I guess it's just that Tennessee has no cover corners. Like, that's got to just be it. Is they literally just have nothing.
Let us know in the comments what your favorite mini correlation is this week. Jacksonville and Paris Campbell or Kendall Hinton and Mac Hollins.
All right. Eagles wide receivers.
Absolute smash shows. Yeah.
Are you paying AK for AJ?
He's a grown ass man. That's a Gucci headband.
Grown ass man that doesn't score points that many games.
He got a little nicked up last week. His ankle was bothering him. So
that's why I'm wondering if we do get word that he is hurt, not 100%.
He's playing. I would say if you want a true sneaky play, I do think something that could happen with Dallas Goedert out is they could just play more 11 personnel instead of 12. And you would think, oh, Quez Watkins. No, it's actually been Zach Pascal who has been operating as the guy who gets who comes out on passing downs. He flipped Watkins in snaps the last 2 weeks and then played 42% last week. That's my Kendall Hinton gross play of the week is Zach Pascal.
I'm just glad we got the Hinton, the Mac Hollins, and the Zach Pascal touts in here.
I mean, this is what DraftKings is doing to us. You know, they're forcing us to have to figure out like wide receiver four, you know, down and distance splits basically.
Devonta Smith's your best. Probably cost adjusted wide
smash,
receiver.
Smash,
6,200.
Yeah.
Birthday month narrative.
What are you guys' thoughts on Drake London? I think he's just getting a little unlucky.
I mean, he's the thing about London that's hard is like a lot of the times these rookie wide receivers that we keep hopiuming on is they're just not good. But Drake London's clearly very good. He's awesome. So, and then you see him do, and you're like, oh my God, if they would just get to like 26 passing attempts per game, he could be so good. And then they never do.
That was such a deja vu to last week when we had the Josh Allen-inian. And now we have the Hopi-imium.
My brain moves faster than my mouth, and I get confused.
Okay. Peter, close your eyes. I want you to imagine.
Please all this hype. Kendall Hinton role play.
No, not Kendall Hinton. All this hype that you've had over your career. You started out strong. You went somewhere. Didn't work out.
This is method acting.
You got shipped somewhere else. Everyone's high on you. Drafting you in the second and third round. Oh, it's going to happen. This year's Odell. It's going to happen. Just pair him with a quarterback that can throw. It's going to happen. And he gets cupped. And now Cup is not there any longer, and no one is talking about him. As Allen Robinson, what are you thinking this week?
I just want to apologize to everyone who drafted me. My team paid off Robert Mays to write that puff piece at Rams camp in August. And I know I psyopsed a lot of you guys into drafting me, but I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. And honestly, it wasn't Blake Bortles' fault. It's not Matthew Stafford's fault. I'm the problem. As Taylor Swift once said,
"Hi,
I'm the problem. It's me."
Peter, right. you have a gift. You really do.
So, no A Rob for Pete this week. And Davis, you said no Skowronek for you, right? Even though he played a lot of snaps as well last week.
Totally unplayable. The Rams are last in the NFL in yards per play. They can't run. They can't pass block. The what little points they did generate was basically through the fact that Cooper Kupp can, I think he can just make himself invisible to defenders. That's the easiest explanation for how every time you see this dude on screen, no one's within 10 yards of him. I'm honestly surprised he got hurt because I've never seen him get cleanly tackled before. It's really incredible. And yeah, I mean, it's like you take Justin Jefferson away from the Vikings. What are they going to turn into? Like you're not going to be jamming in KJ Osborne at 5,000. Like they're just going to stink.
It is wild that aside from Carolina, they have the second lowest team total this week.
They're useless.
Offense is trash.
Running game sucks.
Everything sucks.
The one thing I could see changing for them, and I'm just going to get out of it, don't play Tyler Higbee. Nobody, don't fall for it. The Opto bros are going to give him like 19% target share. Like that dude is giving you 2 for 16 on 8 targets, and you're going to be hating it. Don't play him. The one thing I could
get suckered into him for sure.
I can just see people going there.
I can do it, yeah.
Yeah. The one thing I could see maybe mattering for fantasy is – without Cooper Kupp, you just need literally anyone to actually run plays for. And I could see Daryl Henderson getting like 6 receptions or something like that. That's like the one way I can see someone benefiting positively. But
they were using Kyren Williams.
Yeah, Kyren's is going to burst out of the scene.
He played 16 snaps. I mean,
Kyren's like that thing that's never going to happen. Like week one, we're like, look out for Kyren, and then he gets hurt. It just seems like there's all this hype around him, and it's every other running back on the team that's appearing.
Do the Rams, do they really have the lowest implied team total on the entire slate?
Other than Carolina, yes.
Jesus.
A tie with Cleveland.
What happened to Chase Claypool? Why did he play like no snaps last week?
Same as Tony.
Too much time on TikTok, Tuttle. His head's not there.
Like I'm serious because he was much more prevalent in his debut.
I think it is comes down to like a plays that he knows thing. Cause actually in terms of total snaps, he played a similar amount in each game. It's just that the Bears ran way more plays in his second game. So in his first game as a Bear, he played 26 snaps. He played 19 snaps in that game against Detroit. I literally think it's as simple as they got into a part of the playbook that he just has no clue in that game against Detroit. That's really my guess.
So you're calling him a slow learner.
I don't know. He's not like guys.
A virtual learner. I'm just saying 2 weeks is typically enough for like
Tony, Tony played a lot.
That's because they just want to play him in a Mecole Hardman role. They don't want him to have a whole like,
But Juju got conkied, and MVS had to miss a series too, and he played 28 snaps.
They just gave him the Mecole Hardman role. Justin Watson, baby. That's why I want. It's not going to matter. I wish that game was. I wanted to talk Kansas City. I wish that game was on the main slate because their wide receiver rotations are not going to go how everybody wants it to.
MVS, Juju, and Hardman all did not practice today.
You know whose music that is, Davis. Sky's up, baby.
All right.
Can't wait.
We got to move on.
Touchdown against the Texans on Monday night.
We got to move on.
Oh, my God. My heart out is coming up.
FanDuel lineup. And it is quick pick. FanDuel.com.
And, can I say... Yeah. Can I also mention that I always toss our Swolecast team in the Sunday Million? I know we've been kind of hard on ourselves for our lineups. We did mincash our team last week. I just want to.
Yeah, I don't think it counts on FanDuel. I think counting that is like steroid usage because I've been playing on FanDuel the last couple weeks, and my teams have been dog shit, and I have like min cash without even.
Do you think we should all pull back and listen to what we're saying and maybe play a little bit more on FanDuel?
I deposited 2 weeks ago because I was like, I think everyone's right, and yes, it. I mean, it is. It's.
We went through this 2 years ago when we had the Swolecast competition, the leagues on FanDuel, and you're like, I can't believe how soft it is.
Annoying is it that we do that and then we still just play these 10 person head to heads on DraftKings where 9 of the people have the same lineup?
Maybe after the World Cup, maybe once I get some exit liquidity, I'll move over to FanDuel.
Cash those crowns, baby. All right, Peter.
Buddy, they're all gone. We're 11 weeks into the season. My crowns are dusted.
Now, I started the last one, and I went out on a GPP ledge, and I was ridiculed.
Yeah, I was let you redeem yourself.
No. That light up shipping the absolute free roll. Let someone else go so I can make fun of a shitty pick. Do a stack, wow, too, an unconventional one, preferably.
All right, so we need an unconventional stack, huh?
Peter, if you loved Daniel Jones on DraftKings, you're going to love him at 7,800 on FanDuel.
Not unconventional. We'll go with the Hurts and Devontae Smith stack.
Okay.
I bet Devontae Smith on FanDuel actually will be a little unconventional.
No, he's too cheap, unfortunately, which is why he's stuck out.
6.4, GGs.
Okay.
The shitty Philadelphia tight ends will be unconventional on FanDuel.
I mean, if you don't have 100% exposure to Jack Stoll, you got to restart.
All right, Davis.
I'm going to go Cordarrelle Patterson, 6,700.
After he sent out that tweet, said he
knows. He knows.
He knows the fantasy managers need him.
Smart guy.
I still want a picture of the nice young lady you guys both had. Eskimo bros. Which made you guys Eskimo bros? I don't know how to word it.
I'm a married man.
All right.
Is there a picture out there, Davis? Is there a picture of you and this girl and a picture of CPAT and this girl? Do you think that exists?
No chance of either.
That would break the internet. Those two pictures.
All right. The only thing I want to know was how tall was this lady?
Much closer to my height than to his height.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, this was like, we're now talking like I'm 30 years old. This is over a decade ago. So my memories are not 100%.
Okay. So did you pick Peter?
I didn't. Is it me?
Yeah.
All right, let's. I hate myself. Let's do David Montgomery.
Wow, are you just hedging your bets after famously having zero of him? And
I'm hedging it, and I also like it when you're not playing Fields lineups again.
Do we think that CPAT and Montgomery correlate positively or negatively?
When Arthur Smith and whoever coaches the Bears are the coaches, I think they.
All right, I'm gonna go with CeeDee Lamb.
Fake alpha?
Nope, real alpha.
That's nice. And
it's in the late hammer game as well, so the tilt spaces will be. Actually, y'all
is
do
this
early.
Your way of angling for an invite, Dave?
No.
I was only invited last week because Leonie was running a marathon.
All right. So we got Hurts, Patterson, Montgomery, Smith, Lamb, Tuttle.
I'll bring it back with Pittman, the main stack.
Davis.
I think we should play likely.
This is going to require a global alert.
I mean, you could still play him.
I think no Bateman. Like, I think he. I mean, 5,400 is obviously terrible, but like, I don't think he projects for zero.
You could just late swap Freiermuth in there.
Sure, that works.
Or Pitts, really, at 5,500.
Oh my god! I'm changing. I did not realize Pitts was 5,500. Put Pitts in,
dude.
Put Pitts
in. I was gonna do London before you did CPAT because London's only 5,700. I mean, maybe Mariota triple stacks is the key to this.
Yeah, I don't like where this is trending. We got the Chicago
shootout of the year. All the winning lineups on DraftKings are Fields naked. All the winning lineups on FanDuel are Mariota triple stacks.
With
Equanimeous St. Brown bringbacks.
Yeah.
All right. So if we go with Bengals D, you got 7,400 left.
Why would we not just play the Raiders defense?
Raiders 3.2.
You always worried about the cheapest in these lineups and then scooch up if you have the salary for it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried that Kendall Hinton is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
You could if we want to bag on the Broncos, I mean, you toss in Josh Jacobs here and I could just play all the running backs I dislike in one lineup.
And you can only do that if you do not play Kyle Pitts and you play Likely.
Fine with.
Or you could do Dalvin Cook.
You go Dalvin Cook and pair him with CD.
There you go.
All right.
Yep.
So there you go. That's the lineup.
That's the nuts. Don't dupe me in the Sunday Million, bros.
Man, the Kendall Hinton for Wake Forest. Tuttle, you remember the CFB DFS days? He was that guy. All right.
He was never that guy.
What? Yes, he was.
No.
At Wake Forest, he's a dual threat quarterback. I have to phone a friend. Ask Ben. All right, tight end.
The problem was that he barely played. I mean, he had 251 passing attempts.
David remembers one week where he got the start or something.
He got Ben. He only started as a true freshman and then was in a rotation after that.
Didn't he go to Georgia? Did he transfer to Georgia?
Receivers.
No.
Didn't Dulcich go to Wake? Maybe
Dulcich went to UCLA.
Who are they? Not Dulcich? Dang it! Now I'm mad. Now I got to figure this out. They're good.
Are you thinking of Sage Surratt, who converted to?
Yes, that is 100% who I was thinking
for
of,
the Detroit Lions.
He was a beast in college football DFS.
He's on their practice squad.
Yeah, he was awesome.
You guys just want to play Remember That Guy for the next 10 minutes?
I'd rather do that than talk tight ends.
Dulcich, any love for him, Davis, this week?
I mean, that's who the optimizers are going to give you. My guess is if you move Hamler to zero, Tyreek Montrell Washington is not on the active roster, I don't think. I mean, and assume you knock 1.5% away from Judy for playing banged up, and it's not like Dulcich doesn't have an absolute rock solid role. He does. All that being said, give me Tanner MFing Hudson at 2,900.
The bit that keeps on giving.
I mean, he's outscoring Kyle Pitts the last 2 weeks.
That's a low bar to clear.
I got to say real quick, I just checked Twitter, and Steve, the fellow with the crypto goons, Abby, that I railed on earlier, he got the last laugh. He tagged me in a Crypto Goons giveaway. So he wins the battle. Good one.
That's how well played. Fire well played, with Steve. Fire.
Yeah. Well played. Touché.
Hashtag roars, not floors. Am I right?
All right. Any hot take tight ends before we head on out? We've already talked about Jack Stoll.
I mean, I legit think Jack Stoll is a bad play in any format, and I won't be playing him. But I do think that if Jack Stoll is going to be 10%, there's literally no way playing Grant Calcaterra at 0.6% is bad.
What's going to happen is, if I've already seen it happening on Twitter, people think activated off PUP means they're instantly playing, which doesn't happen probably the majority of the time. But Tyree Jackson hype is unreal currently.
Really?
And he was always a Twitter DFS guy anyway. I know he's a Chris Jamino guy as well.
He's a Taysom Hill type.
Yeah, he's just the freak athlete.
2,000 yards in college.
Yeah, I mean, if he's active, he's pretty easily the guy that you would want to play.
Jack Stoll played at Nebraska for 4 seasons. He has 61 receptions. He's 6'4". He weighs 270 pounds. This man is a right tackle. I'm telling you, do not play this guy.
This man is who Davis Maddock regularly touts for the first touchdown scorer on a
You're so wrong. I tout the other guy. I tout the Tyree Jackson.
So what you're saying is this is the exact same situation as the Brock Wright, James Mitchell thing from a few weeks ago.
This is except Brock Wright can move more than Jack Stoll.
Foster Moreau was set to smash last week, and then
the Raiders happened.
No, he got concussed. He exited the game early.
Did he have a touchdown at the end of the game?
Not the end.
Oh.
So are we looking at a scenario in which Jesper Horsted becomes the lock of the week? No Darren Waller, no Foster Moreau, 100% Jesper Horsted, former Chicago Bear.
I think Foster Moreau is going to be back this week.
I don't know. These head injuries, like, bro.
I know. It sounds so bad, but like whenever it looks bad, you know, the old school days, there's that thought in the back of your head, like, it's okay, just walk, just get back up there and get. But now when they go out, it's just like, you know, they're done. Like,
you know, Kitchen's at home just mumbling to himself, rub some dirt on it and get back out there.
Brain, it's just a brain bruise, bro.
Amon-Ra St. Brown goes down and Kitchen's like, motherfucker, I swear.
So here's the thing. I'm pretty
Davis,
sure.
You can't tell me you don't say the same thing.
Not out loud.
Only if they're in your cash game lineup.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm like 95% sure David just made up that Foster Moreau injury.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Considering he was on the field for 67 of 70 snaps last week.
Maybe it was at the end.
Are you in the bag for big Jepster Horsted or whatever? Is this your angle here at Kitchen? What are you doing?
I thought he exited early because I may have had a player prop on him. he was at 3 instead of 4. He did score a tight end.
He just didn't do anything the rest of the game, I think.
You know, my heart out has hit when my automated lights behind me have gone off 10 minutes after the show.
All right. We got to go. So, Tuttle, last words, terrible take, review.
Matt Collins, bounce back.
No. I cannot allow this, dude.
I'm scared of Patrick Surtain, and he's going to shadow the shit out of Devontae Adams.
What if Matt Collins is really the straw that stirs the drink and Surtain's on Matt Collins?
Matt Collins, Greg Dulcich, combination. They're going to combine for 3 touchdowns and 200 yards.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I don't think Dulcich or Hollins will get played really at all. Maybe Dulcich a little
Davis?
Bit.
Yeah, Davis, final thoughts?
I mean, honestly, I'm having a hard time finding what is GTO this week. So I got nothing. I really don't. I'm not there yet. I let people down on the first look show. The only thing I can feel confident of is that Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley stacks are not going to win the spy this week. Maybe they'll win a Rainmaker pack rake back.
Sosa. Flag, make a note, 109, 106 timestamp. We're going to have some fun stuff to clip next week.
Okay. Peter, final thoughts?
Tuttle, we going to drink next week? Wednesday before Thanksgiving, classic Swolecast drinking show, little robe, little drinking.
Truly?
Little truly.
Truly show?
Maybe.
It will be a Thanksgiving show, so you'll people that listen, you know, on Friday and Saturday for the first look, Swolecast, you're going to have to tune in just a little bit earlier.
Let me look at what the NBA schedule looks like next week.
For GTO reasons, why don't we do like 30 minutes of Thanksgiving, 30 minutes of regular slate, or just never mind.
Yeah, okay, Davis.
I love to create content that's good for about 18 hours.
What if we Peter? Do, I'm yeah. just trying to think of GTO, we do 2 separate events, but we record them like right back to back. So we do 30 minutes Thanksgiving. And then it would also be really funny if we did the main slate one first and then we're just hammered for like the Thanksgiving one or vice versa.
I can make time, you know, just obviously Dave's super busy, you know.
We will have to bill for corporate 2 shows, kitchen. But like I'm definitely yeah. fine with that. Yeah.
You can. Davis will just be, Davis will forget about the 2 shows when he submits his invoice to
There is actually. I guarantee Davis didn't see that there is a little thing you need to approve for the new Better Collective.
I swapped over already, bro. It was a very simple email invite.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's been very simple, and you've struggled with it over.
It's amazing
years,
so. When the markets go down, Davis. Those work logs are filled out.
Let me tell you, when the Bitcoin number is red, no one's missing my invoice. All right.
All right, that will do it.
Yes, sir. Got that back to you right away. No problem. Thanks, Devin.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. This is the extended show. This might be the longest show of the season so far. So if you're still listening, still watching, we appreciate you. Leave a comment. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe button, and we'll see you next week on the hybrid Thanksgiving/main slate here on the Swolecast at RotoGrinders.com. Peace.